American Journal. Get ready to kick off the third hour of the show by taking your calls. 877-789-2539 is the number you're going to want to call if you want to join the program. Again, folks, that's 877-789-2539. That is the number to call. We'll also be joined in this hour by Kelsey Sheeran. Now, as many of you guys know, she is an advocate. She's an independent journalist, most importantly, best-selling author, but she's also an advocate for life, but specifically for those who are trying to push the government, that's trying to push euthanizing those who are diagnosed with terminal illnesses. She's obviously been someone exposing all of this and will be joining us to discuss the latest, because New York has just become one of the many states now offering these services. And obviously this is inhumane, of course. We shouldn't be pushing this, but she's got the very latest on that, and it's been a fight, and she's been pushing for this all across Canada and now here in America as well. So we look forward to that discussion as well. We'll also be giving you an update regarding that Scottish girl with the axe. Now, there's been an arrest in that case. It's what we were telling you about. Remember this girl? This brave, brave girl. Was tired of being a victim, was tired of being attacked, was tired of watching her sisters, or her sister, I should say, get attacked by predators. Well, there's more to the story. We always knew there was more to the story, and now we're learning more because there's just an arrest. Finally, there was just an arrest. I'll bring you those details in a bit as well. Plus, there's a good situation going on right now. We can actually break this down for you right now. Let's talk Second Amendment for a moment. Yesterday, Ed Martin, the pardon attorney for President Trump, put out a tweet. It was in response to a Todd Blanche tweet saying that at President Trump's direction, Americans will get back their Second Amendment rights from pardon office. Stay tuned. Now, I had the feeling that this had to do, and I verified it, with those nonviolent felons, ex-felons, those who have served their time. They want access to getting their firearms back, which I don't really object to. I've become an absolutist at this point when it comes to the Second Amendment. And so if you're a nonviolent offender, then why not? Now, it depends, of course, what they consider to be nonviolent. But I guess given this administration, given Ed Martin, too, being in this, I have a good feeling that it's not going to be the Democrats' version of nonviolence. But they are looking to give them back their Second Amendment rights. And for someone who's like charged with like a finance crime, I don't have an issue with that. I don't. If you paid your dues, there should be a level of redemption. And I think it infringes when you pull these Second Amendment rights from these individuals. Now, again, I'm not talking about murderers. I don't even think they should ever be let out of prison. Rapists. No, those are the people you want to keep firearms away from, of course. And again, this has a lot to do with the executive order that was actually signed 1 year ago from yesterday, or I guess you should say Saturday. As many of you guys know, President Trump did sign an executive order on February 7, 2025, titled Protecting Second Amendment Rights. Now, he wanted to make sure that there were safeguards put into place if there was ever an infringement. Now, keep in mind, Pam Bondi's the one who's going to be heading all of this, and she was a big fan of red flag laws when she was Florida AG. But this executive order allowed that any potential infringements on the Second Amendment to be submitted to the DOJ within 30 days to eliminate or come up with a plan on how they were going to eliminate those infringements and protect the rights of law-abiding citizens. Now, again, keep in mind, that's also the setup that the DOJ now has over in Harmy Dillon's team, that little division that they have inside of the Civil Rights Division. Well, that's what they're doing there, too. So a bit of good news. We could always use good news. We got more good news, though, heading your way. I'll talk about MAHA and the latest there. Folks, in the meantime, though, if you haven't done so already, head on over right now to the alexjonesstore.com. Why? We just launched our hydration packets. I keep talking about these. These are incredible. It's electrolytes. You should start off your day every day with these. It's about $1.25 a serving when you subscribe. That's the importance of subscribing. Plus, you also get a free welcome gift, which will include a hydration water bottle, and that is for free. Head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com and make sure you snag this. It's zero sugar, zero caffeine. This is going to give you your body the nutrients that you need to get rid of things like brain fog, to feel more energetic. This is how you should start your day every single day, by getting your electrolyte boost. Also, keep in mind, we have those incredible, I can't stop talking about it, those shots over at the Alex Jones store as well. When you pair both of these up, it's going to be incredible for you. But Mind Fuel energy shots are the ones you're going to want to add to your cart as well. No caffeine, all vitamins, and it gives you a boost that will carry you out throughout the entire day over at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're all here with us today. You guys know I'm like the queen of biometrics. So whenever I see a biometric grab, I'm on it. I just got a report in from The Verge, and this they just dropped a second ago. Ultimately, though, they're saying that this court will soon be requiring users to scan their faces so that they could verify whether or not you are of age. It's beginning apparently in March. All accounts will have a teen-appropriate experience by default if they're underage. And so it's their way of verifying whether or not you are who you say you are. Again, I mean, this court just seems to be like the big, it just seems to be just like a big pedo ring. And again, the company itself, it's massive. So I understand that it's a tough situation when it comes to patrolling what's being said on their platforms, what's being done and carried out on their platforms. It's a massive operation. And of course, you can't sit there and hold every single thing to their, I mean, you can't say it's their fault sometimes. But what I will say here is that anytime they're asking for your biometrics, I always think the worst of the worst. And obviously, this is a privacy violation. And it's a private company, so you never know what they're going to do with your biometrics once they get that. They could sell it. I mean, again, this court has not yet put out a statement regarding this. It's just a report coming out. I will reach out for comment, but I've reached out to them before. They don't respond. There's probably a lot here. I'd have to see the terms and conditions to see what's actually going on and if they're actually selling your biometrics after you confirm that information. Or where does it go? Does it go to a foreign country? Remember when Twitter was doing their biometric grab for those who are paid content contributors? That information was being shared with a company in Israel. Obviously, that's concerning. And so again, the biometrics grab is never ending, and that is a new report dropping now. But folks, I want to get to some callers because we have a long list of people who are calling into the show. If you want to join, 877-789-2539 is the number to call. Let's start off with Charlie in Tennessee. Charlie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Brianna. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I didn't know if you had any questions for me, but I kind of wanted to wonder why Trump just doesn't, you know, come clean and either start arresting people or just start releasing this stuff. But I think he's afraid it'll cause too much havoc, you know, financially and stuff, or he's covering for, you know, he don't want the havoc. But like I was telling your guy on the phone, I'm almost sure Jeffrey Epstein was backstage during Miss America, but we were more like a rehearsal hall because that was happening down the street at the convention center. And I do remember him giving one of the girls the creeps. That would be Epstein. And the only other thing I remember about it is I asked one of the other stagehands, and they told me he was a financier. But he was around. They knew each other. And, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Charlie, that's the first time I've ever heard those accusations. I don't think I've ever, and I asked the guys in the control room, so they're going to look into it to see if they've ever heard that. I've never heard those claims being made before of Epstein being brought around.
Well, it's not really an accusation, but it's just, I mean, you got to understand the backstage vibe when people come through. Like I said, we were kind of a rehearsal hall, and during Miss America, we didn't do much. Sometimes as the week progressed, girls would come and rehearse stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
so
look, there's this report.
It's kind of a quiet week.
Yeah, I have to see some evidence of it, Charlie. And given the fact that there's a ton of data, I just kind of don't want to put information out there that I can't independently. I mean, that's the reason why it's a new show. I mean, I want to make sure.
No,
hold on a second, please.
I understand.
No, hold on. You got to wait. We just listened to your take on all of this. I want to make sure, and again, this is Reuters fact-checking this allegation. Reuters coming out saying this is fake news. Now, I'm not a ally of Reuters, but I'll tell you that if Reuters has the opportunity to go after Trump and destroy him, they would utilize something like that. So, Charlie, I'm going to hold off on all of this until I see some physical evidence, and you're welcome to send it in if there's an actual piece of evidence, a photo of some sort. We welcome that. But again, a lot of this information is being circulated and trying to associate Trump with Epstein. And I have not yet seen any evidence of that. So I'm going to hold before I make any accusations that have not yet been proven. So thank you for calling in, Charlie. We appreciate it. But let's turn to Robert in Brooklyn. Robert, what's on your mind?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Well, in terms of the replacement immigration, there's a lot of talk about the illegal invaders. But there's not much talk about the fact that there's a war on Americans with traditional values. Now, to do that, they basically make it very hard to afford for families, American families, to have kids. There's a low birth rate because it's so unaffordable for many people, and also the indoctrination of the children of the next generation. Now, in terms of the indoctrination of the children, Republicans, they claim that they're in favor of school choice, school vouchers. I mean, if you're spending in New York City for a public school $30,000 for each student, well, parents should have the right to go to private school, religious or otherwise, and get $30,000. Alternative means to educate their children, not to be indoctrinated and go off and be mutilated in the school system. And also, it has to be affordable. So there's all this talk about, you know, give credit to Trump, but at least he closed the border down. And now he has to try to get rid of 20 million invaders that just came in under Biden, never mind all the people who came before. But what about encouraging American people who are here, making it affordable and reasonable so that people get married and have kids, and doing something about the indoctrination, meaning you have to break out of the mold of the school system. And the other thing is, in general, the Republicans, they campaign as MAGA, and when they get in there, they don't govern as MAGA. For example, Trump, they don't appoint any of his people. He wants to appoint people in blue states, like in Virginia, he wanted to have the U.S. attorney. The Republicans wouldn't even give him a confirmation vote because, oh, it's a blue state. What do you mean by blue state? President Trump is the president of all 50 states. And they're not willing, and they don't give him recess appointments. His executive orders, many of them are very good, and they don't want to codify it. And even with the SAVE Act, or better yet, the SAVE America Act, which requires proof of citizenship and ID, they're going to, oh, everyone's in favor, but then it's not going to get through because of the filibuster. Now, I'm against doing away with the filibuster. At least they should make a standing filibuster and try to get this thing through. We don't want excuses. We want them to have the House, they have the Senate. They're not going to probably have it much longer. Meanwhile, they have it, and they're squandering it because they're a bunch of fake frauds and phonies. They campaign as MAGA, but the most important thing is the American citizens. People, Americans, have to be encouraged to have children and to do something about this indoctrination, school choice, school vouchers.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, Robert, you're not going to get any pushback from me on that. I think it's really important and should be a top priority. And it's a great alternative because the public school system is an absolute cesspool. So I'm 100% on board with you, Robert. And we appreciate you calling in, of course. So thank you for that. No, he's right. He's right when it comes to that. Folks, I want to just give you like a little bit of an update. Remember when I broke that CBS News report to you where they are claiming that less than 14% of those who've been arrested by ICE in President Trump's first year in office had a violent record, a violent criminal record? Well, DHS actually just detailed for you what CBS is leaving out. And they've deemed, when it comes to violence, they deem these as actually nonviolent offenses. Maybe you at home disagree with this. But according to the stats that they didn't want to loop into this because they think this is nonviolent, that would be drug trafficking, the distribution of child pornography, burglary, fraud, DUI, embezzlement, soliciting a minor, human smuggling. Those are all nonviolent offenses. So isn't it convenient, right? They want to sit there and say, oh, how is human smuggling not a violent offense? Most of them aren't willing participants. Distribution of child pornography. I told you the left does this. They don't deem child pornography as a violent offense. In New York, they literally eliminated cash bail for those caught with child pornography. In fact, if you were caught in New York State when they first launched that criminal justice reform nonsense, they would actually give you a bench ticket, an appearance ticket to come back to court later if you feel like it. You weren't even allowed to be brought in front of a judge. Doesn't matter how many files you had, they didn't want you arrested. So no surprise here that even the mainstream media is trying to particularly nitpick what stats what crimes they deem as nonviolent. These people are sick. It actually enrages me because I don't want to share a country with these people. If you don't think that child pornography is a violent crime, we can't agree on anything at that point. There's no conversation that needs to be had. You are a horrific human being. All right, let's lighten the mood. Let's turn to Barbara in Pennsylvania. I hear you have something that you'd like to talk about in regards to Jeffrey Epstein, so welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and I kind of agree with you on that last comment that you made. It's ridiculous. You know, we're 12-year-olds are now adults. It's insane. So I'm really upset that we have all of these people at the top that have clearly been linked to Epstein. You can look at the emails and read the emails for yourself. And even though there's a lot of things that are blacked out, you can tell that something clearly happened. And when you start looking at you start looking at people like Bill Gates and people at the top. I understand that you know we have a lot of these people and we have their money tied up in tech, but we also have to understand that we were involved in government contracts with these people when they decided to act poorly and behave badly, representing as being somebody that's in business with us. That they should not have been acting in that manner. So, we still have a certain amount of rights over things. And, I think it's kind of interesting that BlackRock is in on everything, literally from every angle. So, I think they would probably want to protect themselves in the best way possible. So I don't know why we just don't reclaim the copyright on everything that we've done as far as tech goes, continue to run the companies, put these idiots in jail for what they've done. Take them out of these positions and not reward them with these great government contracts where they'll be able to go on and thrive forever and ever, and always be able to afford to hire just the right people to never have to face any kind of heat for anything they ever do.
Yeah.
Isn't that the perfect setup? I mean, think about this. This is the eternal get out of jail free to do whatever you want to do. There are people that are missing children out there, and they don't want to release anything. Well, how do you know if there's not a dead baby on the list that might, fit an MO of somebody's grandchild somewhere? How do you know? We don't know, and we're never going to know. And now the idiot's back on the loose, and we're going to keep giving these people government contracts. These are the people that really get the ride. Let's talk about the ride, because it comes in all forms. These are the people that really get the ride off the government ticket, off the taxpayer money, that they get to make more money off of, by the way, endlessly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So why aren't we going in and reclaiming our corporations and our trade secret that comes with that under our contracts? Okay. I don't care if BlackRock, you might have a few people in there that might be needing to be looked at. Who knows? But what's weird is when you have the same person that's, you have the chicken guarding the hen house. We have the same people in BlackRock. And who do they take care of? They take care of every single country. They've got everybody's secrets. Who's the most dangerous person in the world right now? Huh? The person that holds everybody's secrets. Think about that. To give that person that much power, that's lunacy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I don't know. I just look at this stuff all the time and I think to myself, how are we allowing this to happen? How are we not creating a petition or something else? Can kindly please get these people out of here? Okay, when you see something that has substance and FBI says there's no substance, but then I've sat and I've read a lot of these emails, well, it doesn't seem to be that way to me. I see a lot of substance in there, and sure, some of it might just be it might be just a term. Or whatever, but Pizzagate was real, and now they're trying to brush everything under the carpet no, it wasn't. It was just a hoax. I don't think so. By the way, Ghislaine Maxwell, with her last thing as far as withholding all of her information and trying to blackmail the court system with it, because that's, let's call it what it is, okay? She's already in contempt of court because she's withholding information that is in connection to an investigation, and she's aware of it. So when you're doing that, you're impeding an investigation. Right there, she's in contempt. Bye-bye, any release. How long do you want to sit there? I'm a pawn, stupid. I'm sorry. That's where I'm at with it.
Well, I mean, listen, you're like the millions of other Americans who are pissed off, tired of all of this, tired of being gaslit. I mean, the reality of it is we've been lied to for many, many years. And like you said, we're never really going to find out the truth. I know for a fact that when there was the shift, when Cash Patel and Dan Bongino took over the FBI, I know that they deleted things. And so I think the worst of the worst, you're not going to find any of these Epstein files. You know, when we go through all the information, this was a blackmail ring. And so they're not going to have the evidence that shows people's deepest, darkest secrets make its way to the surface through all of it. It's just not the case. So I think a lot of it, and Barbara, thank you for calling into the program. We appreciate it. But I think a lot of it has been mass deleted, and that's the purpose in all of this. You know, early in the show, I told you guys I wanted to bring you an update in reference to that Scottish girl. As many of you guys remember, this was the young woman who last year was seen carrying an axe and a knife. Now, we all knew what this meant, but it was whether or not the government was actually going to get in line and actually look to protect these girls. But she was very, very upset. And there's only one reason why a girl her age would feel the need to carry these types of weapons, because predators, invaders have targeted them. And as a young girl, you're tired of being the victim. So you're going to save your family or to save your sisters. And it looks to be the case. According to several reports, there's been two individuals who have been arrested who apparently I've seen reports that they're gypsies, but these people are the ones who are on the receiving end, the ones who are filming this. According to the reports, that these individuals approached and followed four girls who were ages between 12 and 14. They apparently made sexual remarks towards these girls, seizing one of the girls and pushing her to the ground. That's what currently they're being accused of. I don't know what country these people come from. They're accused of trying to seize and pulling another girl's hair, dragging her to the ground and punching her on the head. Of course, their cameras didn't catch that, though, right? How convenient. This is why I always tell people, when you see footage, hold off for a second, because there's a reason why they're not putting it out there. This was another lie. This is another push. These girls were rounded up and targeted by the police. They were the victims. They were the victims, it sounds like. If these accusations are true, and of course, those cameras only roll when the girls are forced to defend themselves. Children, what would drive a young girl to carry an axe and to carry a knife with her? I'll tell you, predators. What have you done to your countries when you sit there and you look and you see all of these young, beautiful girls who have such a bright future ahead of them? Now they're at the point where they're carrying around butcher knives and they're carrying around axes. Why? Because you've brought in rapists to your country who are actively targeting these children. So again, it's just another case of we knew they were lying to us. And that girl, not only is she a patriot, but whenever's a moment for a women's rights movement, I want her the face of it. Like an actual women's rights movement. You know, the right to not have to feel like you're about to be sexually assaulted while walking down your own streets in your neighborhood. Like that kind of stuff. Not the left's way of the women's rights movement, which they think is killing babies. It's so frustrating, folks. All right, let's turn to Tom in Illinois. Tom, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. What's going on?
I just had a couple points. First of all, I've been taking the methylene blue, and it's wonderful. I feel better. I'm an old man, but I feel a lot better, except I have one concern. When I micturate, it's green. I don't know if that's normal. Maybe ask Alex. He's a doctor. I'm not.
Anyway. Alex isn't a doctor, I've got it right now in my cup. Is it the methylene blue? I mean, I'm drinking it right now. Mine's blue. My lipstick's on it.
No, I'm saying when I go to the bathroom, it's green.
Oh.
I don't know if that's normal. I guess blue and yellow does make green, but that's fine. I feel a lot better. Anyway,
well, that's important. Yeah, no, green is the result of blue and yellow.
Of course. Anyways, I was talking to Matt, I believe his name is, and I was asking if he's ever heard of SES. Senior Executive Services. It was started in 1979 during the Carter administration by a lady named Christine Mercy. Okay? And it's all about the man in the middle. And what the government did, they hired, like, I forget, I think I, last time I checked, it was like 30,000 employees with the government that are SES employees. And they do really, really bad stuff. Her brother, his name is Field McConnell. He used to be an airline pilot, and he called her the most evil person on the planet for some reason. I have no idea. Anyways, I was telling Matt that I did my research a long time ago about this, and I just recently went back online to find it. It's basically been scrubbed from the internet. You can't find any information on it anymore. It's really, really strange. And also, like, one more thing, they have a color, and it's dark purple or plum. And if you look back, go back to when Hillary gave her concession speech after 2016, she was wearing all purple pretty much, and her husband Bill was wearing a plum colored tie. So I think it was a signal to all those deep, and I think they're a version of the deep state that hasn't been addressed yet. SES, look it up. And also, I believe that the reason they held off on this Epstein stuff for so long is because they had to let AI catch up, because they can always take it to court and say, and you know, well, this is a fake video and it's plausible deniability and case dismissed. So that's why I think they've been dragging their feet for so long on this. Anyways, you guys are doing a great job. Keep up the good work. I love all you guys, and my blessings to all you guys. Be good.
Well, thank you, Tom. We appreciate it. Yeah, I'm looking it up right now to kind of figure it out. I was just wondering if there's any type of Doge association with them. And it looks like there might be. So I have to do some more digging on it. But just based on the AI response that I received, and I don't trust AI 100%, so I usually try to do some follow-up, but just in the speedy sense of all of this, I do see that they were affected by Doge potentially, so that could also be something, that they're restructuring, aiming to downsize the agency and cut costs. So that could possibly be that, but probably a little bit more digging into that I'd have to do. But Tom, we appreciate calling in, and thank you for everyone else who's called in so far. We're up against a hard out, and we do have a guest coming up in the next segment. So we'll go back taking calls throughout the week, though. So don't you worry if you're on hold. We'll love to have you back on, of course. So thank you for just that. I saw like a really interesting story, too. It was in regards to those we've deported. I'm trying to find it right now. Oh, actually, I teased and I didn't do it. Clip 11 I want to play for you. It's President Trump speaking about the post that everyone says is controversial. Take a listen.
No, I looked at it. I saw it. And I just looked at the first part. It was about voter fraud in someplace, Georgia. There was a lot of voter fraud, 2020 voter fraud. And I didn't see the whole thing. I guess during the end of it, there was some kind of a picture that people don't like. I wouldn't like it either, but I didn't see it. I looked at the first part, and it was really about voter fraud in and the machines, how crooked it is, how disgusting it is. Then I gave it to the people to generally they look at the whole thing, but I guess somebody didn't, and they posted, and we took it down, and we did it. You know. But that was a voter fraud that nobody talks about. They don't like to talk about that post. We took it down as soon as we found out about it.
Okay, so it's a reasonable thing, right? He just saw the first couple of seconds. President of the United States moves on. He's talking about the Obamas who were featured in that clip as monkeys. I mean, whatever. Sadly, though, Tim Scott fell for it and said that praying it was fake because it was the most racist thing I've ever seen out of the White House. The president should remove it. Obviously, Tim Scott ain't rhino not. South Carolina's best being sent to D.C. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. We have more to discuss in just a bit. Stay put.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you've heard about methylene blue. Well, we have the best. 7 years ago, my medical doctor told me, get on any USP-grade methylene blue. Just buy it online. So I did. Really didn't feel anything. My wife felt some energy. I know it was good for my mitochondrion cells and the telomeres and things, but I kind of forgot to take it because the results weren't that dramatic. Then my main sponsor, Bigley, almost a year ago, said, try this. We have true USP medical grade out of Florida. This company actually makes it for the medical system, but they're letting us buy it and put it out. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. 15 minutes after I took it, I felt electricity through my hands and body, surging energy. It was actually kind of scary. Then it peaked in about an hour, and then no letdown. You can take this stuff and go to sleep. My workouts got better, my clarity, my focus. It's really been crazy. So, you know, the news and information we cover is super accurate. You know, the guests we have on have track records of being super accurate. I don't promote anything that isn't bona fide and real. So for all of you that have been on the fence out there, believe me, you're missing out if you don't go to the alexjonesstore.com and get our Ultra Methylene Blue. It is simply insane. I've given it to almost every guest that's coming on the show. I forget sometimes. And every guest has had from dramatic to insanely incredible results while they're still on the air for an hour. So here's some excerpts of what they had to say about it. You took Methylene Blue about 30 minutes ago. Are you feeling it?
I think I am. I feel it in my head and neck, too. My brain's going really fast. I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it. Unlimited power! Oh! Yeah!
It kind of gives you like a boost of energy. It's not like an energy drink where you get the jitters or like you're just ready for the day and you're never going to sleep. It's more so like it clears the brain fog where you're actually, you know, able to focus more clearly.
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
With Methylene Blue, I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
You totally feel the difference. I use the bottle you gave me. It's great. It totally makes it, you can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up this pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesshore.com, but we'll certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesshore.com. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited you're here with us today. Final hour of the show. A lot going on over here that we've been diving in and out of. But there's something that I want to make sure is on your radar. It's in regards to what the left likes to call, that they like to make it sound nice and fluffy, like they're just helping those who are diagnosed with terminal illness. They make it sound like it's a great thing, and they do their very best to not make it sound like what it really is. So when I break this latest story down for you guys all at home right now, I want to just do it from the angle of the latest individual to jump on board with this. This is the New York Governor, Kathy Hochul. She just recently signed a Medical Aid in Dying Act. Now, they like to say that they're trying to help those with terminal illness to end their own lives peacefully. They always make it sound like it's this humane thing that they're doing. Now, they say that they're only going to allow those who are mentally competent to make that decision for themselves to be euthanized. And they always make it sound extremely fluffy. Just from the press release alone, this is what they're detailing to you guys. They're saying that it's a mandatory 5-day waiting period after between writing and filling the prescription. They also require there to be a mental health evaluation by a psychiatrist as well. They also require a in-person physician to evaluate the patient as well. So they're claiming that this is all going to be done in a humane way. That's what the governor wants you to think. Now, obviously, this is something that's been going on for quite some time now. And I remember the last time I spoke to our next guest, we were talking about it in Canada. And she did warn me and she did tell me that, you know, it's not just going to happen in just Canada. This is going to trickle down to the United States. And so far, 13 states have jumped on board with this. The 14th, it's not a state, but D.C. is also looking to legalize this. And it's very, very concerning. Joining me to discuss is Kelsey Sheeran. As many of you guys know, she is the best-selling author, also an independent journalist who does an incredible job on Substack, breaking this all down. You can follow her on X. Kelsey Burns is where you could find her as well. I want to welcome you to the show. You know, the last time you and I spoke, I think it might have actually been like maybe 2 years ago. As crazy as that is, you were predicting that this was going to be a massive issue in the United States as we were covering it in Canada. And lo and behold, I mean, we're talking 13 states that have now jumped on board with all of this. And when the left tells us about this program that they're always launching or how they're passing these pieces of legislation, they always make it sound like it's humane. But I know that's not the argument that you ever make. And you want to highlight the fact that this is the complete opposite of what they're trying to sell us. So I'll let you take it away from here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And thanks for connecting. It's been nice to watch your journey grow. So been pretty cool. So yeah, let's get right into it. America, I warned you. Yeah. Oh man, did we warn you years and years and years ago. You know, normally what we see in Canada is if we start to put in some draconian healthcare issues or laws, it trickles down to you in about 18 to 24 months. I spoke about this before because at the time, veterans in Canada were being illegally offered this as a treatment solution to post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injury. And I am a veteran who suffers from both of those. So when that happened, we started speaking about this because a friend of mine was offered and we started breaking the stories on these things. Now, the United States is important to pay attention to. So one slight correction, there is already, Washington, D.C. is already legal. So there's 13 states and one jurisdiction that are currently allowing the MAID program in the United States. And they're doing it incredibly quietly. The same way that Canada rolled the program out with the death cult lobby, Dying with Dignity, who was lobbying the government to the tune of over $9 million. We just got their financials and it is nasty. You guys have another organization called Compassion and Choices, as well as a Dying with Dignity. And there are a ton of nonprofits in America that lobby your government to bring this into place. Now, the New York we knew was on its way. Kathy had brought this up several times now. We knew it was going to happen. It was the same sort of conversation around Delaware right after I did Jordan Peterson. They debated it on the floor saying, well, what about the drugs? How does the system actually work? And the thing we want to understand is these drugs are non-FDA approved for killing. And the United States government is allowing them to be utilized by your medical staff to provide death. Now, that's important to note because for several reasons, you guys really love the FDA down there. And normally, if it's not FDA approved, it cannot be utilized. But all of these drugs are being utilized for killing when not a single one of them has been tested for killing. Now, there are other states that are important to note, and most people will say these are all liberal issues. I caution you with that narrative because Montana Republicans voted for this as well, and now it is also legalized in Montana. I would also take a look at the way the United States is working around what's called Track One. This narrative is incredibly important because you guys have the chance to hit the brakes, whereas we do not, as we are legalizing into the mentally ill starting in March of 2027. And right after that is already started the conversation around mature minors, which are children. We've heard that narrative with the LGBT community and the trans community, and that's how they got children able to get their breasts cut off. And we're now seeing that going down the same path with MAID. So the United States right now is Track One only. That's important for several reasons. It is terminally ill only. Now, let me show you how they legalized in Canada and how they're about to do it with you and how they're going to make sure it keeps going. It never stops. Once you open the door to death, it will not stop. It is a great way for the governments to save money, to make money, by the way, and it is a great way for them to take your organs. And I am not joking. So Track One, normally you guys have a 5-day waiting period. Ours used to have a waiting period, fun fact. Now you can be killed same day with Track One, between 24 and 48 hours. They also used to say things like, you need a psychiatrist, you needed a certain type of doctor. You don't need a psych eval. You don't. You need two assessors that say to you that they believe you qualify to die. That's important because we're not looking at the biases of these doctors who are under CanMap. CanMap is the Canadian MAID Assessors of practitioners. There are our lovely band of killers up here with over 1,800 practitioners in the country and roughly 300 of them doing the majority of the deaths. The reason we are the cautionary tale, and I'm so glad that you brought this up, is because we now are going into the spring of 2026 and we will have killed over 100,000 Canadians with this protocol since 2016 alone.
Okay, so my jaw just hit the ground on a lot of this, okay? And I was just
sorry.
I mean, this is all like, I didn't even know about Montana, and I was quickly doing research on Montana, and I found that that this has been going on actually for quite some time now. Didn't even know this. And it was based on a Supreme Court ruling back in 2009 in Montana, which is mind-blowing to me. So you just woke me up to that as well. And then obviously over 100,000 Canadians being killed this way is absolutely devastating. That number is just horrifying because, again, here in the United States, they make it seem like it's just people who are terminally ill. And I remember, I believe it was the last time we spoke too, there was that Canadian, I think she was a veteran, but she had requested some type of device so that she could be helped up her steps because she was losing her movements and needed some assistance. And instead they responded by offering her the services of euthanizing her as if there was type of a benefit from that. So that was devastating in itself. So like you're highlighting in all of this, I mean, this expands, and my jaw hit the ground at the 100,000. That's why I'm trying to catch up with you now. But the FDA hasn't approved these drugs also has me angry right now because I can't even get ivermectin over the counter, even though here locally in Texas we've approved it. They won't let me get ivermectin without a script from a doctor. And even with that, there are pharmacies that will hold you up from getting that, which is insane. Mm-hmm. And then you hit the lobby groups, the lobbyists. Okay, explain this to me. Why the heck are there lobbyists out there lobbying for people to be able to kill themselves? I mean, it's just a big pharmaceutical thing that they're kind of advocating for, or is there something deeper here?
I think it's a lot deeper. And so just to highlight, that was Christine Gauthier. She's a friend of mine. She was an artillery gunner. She was injured in service. She was a Paralympian in the Invictus Games as well as the Paralympics. Incredible human. Yeah. Her and I just testified recently in the new suicide study. She still, by the way, is fighting to get a wheelchair and is suffering. It's insane. So when we're looking at the motive behind these things, we have to always go back to money. Everything always goes to money. So, but this isn't just a pharmaceutical play. This is so much deeper than that. You know, this is where the conspiratorial put my tinfoil hat on moment comes in, where I've said, you know, Bill Gates has had this conversation publicly now for multiple years saying that every hospital should have a death commission. Well, what do you think MAID assessors are? They are a death commission. They decide whether you live or you die. And if you have a doctor or a nurse practitioner who basically believes that this is the only solution to your suffering, this is all you're going to be offered. We know this because we had a case recently. I just spoke when I hosted Alex's show about Mrs. B. Mrs. B didn't want to die. She asked for palliative care. She asked for hospice. And those are very different than MAID. Let me make that very clear. Yes, there are drugs involved. Yes, there's sedation involved, but there is care and compassion and family and empathy when they walk you through the next ending of your life. Where MAID is a drug, and in America, they do it a little different than Canada. In America, they give you a cup and they fill it with poison. The poison that I just told you were non-FDA approved for killing, which, by the way, for those that love to squawk at me, are all available on PubMed under the medications and dosages of the MAID program. And just to let you know how sinister we are up here, the MAID practitioners are the ones who actually advised America on how to kill. They state it very clearly. The difference between you is we give you a cup filled with poison, we set it in front of you, and then your doctor says, okay, I need you to drink it. The longest death we have on record right now is 137 hours in America. And the term terminally ill can be manipulated. And we know this because of a case out of Colorado. A young girl in her 20s, going into her 30s, battled anorexia her whole life. Now, anorexia is a mental health disorder. It affects the mind and the ability to ingest food and the control techniques that kind of go with that mental illness. It is not terminal. Let me make that abundantly clear. It is a non-terminal illness. There was a doctor in Colorado. I have such a hard time calling these people doctors.
Yeah.
There was a doctor in Colorado who made up a new term, which is not in the DSM-5, which is not a qualifying term, terminal anorexia. And she was then killed. So for us to say that this isn't going to change and verbiage won't change is a very, it's a false lie. We're narrative, we're telling ourselves. And then we have things like savings on healthcare. Now, I know America doesn't have socialized healthcare and people say, you know, we wish we did. No, you don't. No, you do not. You would die on a waiting list like 20,000 Canadians do a year. But you do have different options. Now, a lot of these states, like I said, here's the kicker. You don't have a residency requirement, which means people can come from, say, more red states if they are more empathetic towards this ideology, and they can go be killed in, say, Oregon or New Mexico or New Jersey. And that's important to note because people will find access wherever access is. The other thing that's important is these drugs are public. You can find out what the kits look like. We had a gentleman, we had a murderer up here named Kenneth Law who got a hold of these drugs and were selling them online on Amazon. And it looks like he might get off on a technicality. And a bunch of people were killed across the globe. So America is down the slippery slope now with track one, saying it will only stay at terminally ill. And I am incredibly intentional when I say it doesn't stop there. You will move to track two, which is non-foreseeable death, which is people like myself with a physical ailment that is basically you're not going to die. It's irremediable or grievous, but you're not going to die from it. And then your secondary can be mental health. And then you will move into what we are moving into March, which is for mental illness only. So depressed people, people who have PTSD, people who have gone through loss in their life, they're going to be euthanized. Canada puts IVs in you and the drug, the doctors push the drug and kill you. Like the most prolific killer we have, Ellen Wiebe, Stephanie Green. I have a list I'm compiling of all of these doctors because they all need their names said very publicly. But these people kill, you know, Stephanie Green's over 300. That doctor you're putting up right there, Ellen Wiebe, she says 400. Fun fact for you, I was in a room in Salt Spring Island off of Vancouver when she admitted to a group of over 100 people that she's killed over 1,000 people alone. So to think about that, you know, in 2024, we had 16,499 deaths. And now we have the Ontario Coroner report that's come out that you've seen recently circulating with Dr. Ramona Coelho, who we just had on the Kelsey Sharon Perspective, breaking down the non-compliant deaths. We killed somebody for chemical sensitivity. Basically, she was allergic to her house. We couldn't get her better housing. We have a friend of ours, Roger Foley, in a London, Ontario hospital, who's offered maid almost every day of his life just because he has a degenerative disorder because he can't get help. We have Kayla Pollock, who's she was a lovely individual. She's still alive, but she's a quadriplegic now due to the vax. And she's currently going through that. She's offered maid all the time. And then we have the most recent case, which is Keanu. And Keanu was 26 years old with depression, and he had diabetes. And Ellen Wiebe, that killer you just saw there, she mated him on December 30th after he was qualified in 2022 by Dr. Tepper in Madehouse. We have two facilities that only do killing, by the way. They're called Madehouse, one in Victoria and one in Toronto. You have to laugh because this is so sick. And the mother made so much noise that the doctor said, fine, I won't kill him. And then Ellen Wiebe got his hooks in him and killed him last year in December. So to say that this is going to stay as track one, Kathy knows this is a lie. That's Keanu right there. Everybody understands this is a lie. This is a bold face lie right to your face. Once we get something legalized, we can amend. And that is what the lobby groups do. And this is why I've been trying to encourage the United States government and state to take a look at these lobby groups. They are fundraising to kill your citizens, and they are using non-FDA approved drugs through your medical system to euthanize and take off the face of the earth God-fearing Americans and convince them that death is the only solution instead of healthcare. And then there's the organs. That's a whole nother conversation.
Well, you know, we have like 8 minutes. So I definitely want to get to the organ part with you too. But I also want to say something that's crazy too. Like the FDA stuff is just so mind blowing to me, because when we have people here in this country who want to do, they're diagnosed with terminal illness here in the United States. We just had someone on last week to detail just that. He was actually diagnosed with a terminal brain cancer, and the access to get his hands on experimental treatment so that he could just try and fight for his life any way possible was so hard, only because he had a medical background was he able to get these group of doctors to let him partake in an experiment which has expanded the lifespan of his life. We can't even get people to allow these people into these programs. So it's really a key thing here in all of this. This is Mike Hughes, who we're working with to help him out, we'll be working with him to try to help him out. I'm trying to get the FDA on board with this, but he's someone who's trying to help others who are struggling as well. But Kelsey, I'll let you take it away from the organ part here, because we've covered the organ harvesting issues that we have here in the United States, but I know you have something else that you want to talk about on that angle as well.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. And I hate hearing that. You know, I try really hard to partner with people that can get medications and things. I partner with an American group as well, where they can actually get ivermectin. So you and I will have a conversation about that after. But what I will say is that organs are no joke. This is not small. You've heard the conversations, you know, in China, you know, the Uyghurs in China have their organs taken all the time. This is why you can schedule an organ transplant in China next day for whatever organ you want. It's because they're readily available. Now, this is what's kind of happening in Canada. We have seen a spike in organ donation all of a sudden. I wonder why. And people can say, well, Kelsey, that's not true because the May drugs will actually break the organs down. Well, that's actually not factual at all, because what we do know about the May drugs is you can have your organs taken even if you are killed at home. They just transport you very quickly. Now, certain organs are not on the table once these drugs are pushed. Again, they're poisons. Let's be clear. These aren't like just for fun drugs. These aren't funsies. These are going to poison you to death, and they're going to eradicate your entire system. So you can't use the heart in the lungs, but you can use, you know, the liver, the kidneys, the eyes, the skin, and every body is worth a lot of money. Now, what's crazy is people say in Canada that's not required to have made. Well, I'm holding up a lovely little sheet here in front of me that actually shows how a patient is coerced through the end of life. And it gets all the way down to the bottom where it talks about the retrieval, surgical retrieval of organs. Now, the reason I bring it up is because they have two pipelines, and both pipelines all lead to organs. So thank you. That's it right there. If you look at step number 6 at the very bottom, they all lead to organs. Now, that's important because I don't know if you saw recently in the past couple months, a Canadian heart made its way down to America. I've never seen that before publicly. And we are seeing that organs are worth a lot of money. And there's corruption, massive amounts of corruption. And this Dying with Dignity is one of the largest, most corrupt organizations we've seen. And they post their donors on their website because they're smart. And what I'll tell you about them is they work alongside Health Canada, CanMap, and the Canadian Blood Service. Now, the Canadian Blood Service holds shares in Dying with Dignity. That's terrifying because they are responsible for our plasma, our blood, and our organs. And now you used to only be able to bring up organ donation after somebody was approved for MAID. Now it's at the very forefront of the conversation. And this is why there's a new bill being brought forward by one of the MPs in Saskatchewan that's called Bill C-260. And it talks about MAID and coercion. Now, that was just tabled. It was a private member's bill this week. And it is talking about what's happening and how patients are being coerced into death and donating their organs. Now, in Canada, you are not a presumed organ donor unless you are in Nova Scotia. Then they make you a presumed organ donor unless you request otherwise. Now, I would encourage people to take a look at this, because what we do know right now is that if you are a presumed, they're going to take your organs. That's just the end of the conversation. But I have always been a fan of organ donation. I am not anymore, because I do not know where they're going and I do not know what they are selling them for. And we have to be honest about this. It sounds disgusting and it sounds like a horror movie, but they are taking your organs and doing something with them. And those are worth a lot of money. And when you have Health Canada funding and sponsoring the CanMap Journal, and you have them then teaching all of the doctors the new protocols to kill people, and then the people sponsoring their events are the Canadian Blood Services, there is a massive conflict of interest going on in here, because it saves the healthcare system billions of dollars if we kill you instead of heal you. And that's what's going to be happening with America. So we have to be, and like, with an abundance of caution here. I've asked the legislators in Canada, is there an appetite to roll back MAID completely? And they have said to me that everyone they've polled says no. That's even more terrifying, because our people are so drunk on the Kool-Aid and thinking that killing their grandmothers and their loved ones, and now mature minors, which is not legal yet. Notice I said yet. But you have the College of Physicians suggesting we should be able to kill children 0 to 1 with when they are born with, say, spinal bifida, or they're born with Down syndrome. You have them suggesting we murder children already. So we have gone so far off the slope. America can stop this right now. You guys have the right to stop this right now. But if you expand to the rest of your states, I promise you, you're going to be in the same path in the next few years. And when we look at 100,000 in Canada, it's going to make the American population look like pittance, because you guys are so much larger than us. And I'm hopeful that at some point, somebody from the United States State Department even the ones I've spoken with, others will reach out and say, how do we stop this? Because right now, if America doesn't stop this, 100,000 is nothing. You guys are looking at a mass genocide. I call this eugenics. So most people don't love that term, but it is the truth. This is a eugenics term. This is a eugenics program, and it will expand.
Yeah, well, that's what everyone's really afraid of, Kelsey. And you've called it before, and you were accurate when you told me that. The last time we spoke, so I'm 100% on board with this is going to be a massive issue. And the Oregon part and all of this is just so infuriating. It's so infuriating. You know, we keep talking about it. I've had many guests on that I've spoken to in the past about the Oregon harvesting problem we have in this country. And sadly, I don't think our government's really interested in even entertaining the discussion. Human trafficking experts telling me that for so long, children were being kidnapped throughout the South American region, brought to Mexico, where their organs were harvested at veterinarian clinics in the middle of the night. And for some reason, our government just doesn't get on board. And if you're someone who maybe has access to the dark web, I don't recommend you do this. But if you really want to verify, which sadly I've done previously, they are selling these organs on the dark web. And it's absolutely gut-wrenching because, you know, we all know what this is. These are innocent victims who are losing their organs, losing their lives. And they're now being sold online. So it's a massive issue. Kelsey, I look forward to having you back on the program to detail all of this again for us, because there's just so many layers to all of this. And I've learned so much from you. So I appreciate it. And I want to point our audience over to your Substack page as well. Let me spell it for you all at home in case you're audio only right now. Give it a look. It's K-E-L-S-I-S-H-E-R-E-N is where you could find her right now on Substack. You also do a great job over on X as well. And I tell everyone to give you a follow there. Kelsey Burns is where you can find her on X as well. Thank you for joining me. It's always a pleasure to catch up with you. And you're right. So it's not a victory lap, but you know, it gives you more credibility on this issue. And that's why it's an honor to have you on to detail just that. So thank you.
Well, thank you guys for having me. And thank you for highlighting this issue. It's about time we wake up the rest of the world to what we're doing when our doctors are deciding, instead of helping and healing and taking the oath, they will murder them. So we have an opportunity to make change. So thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah. And it's an important change that we do need. So thank you for that. Folks, it's so infuriating. It gets me so angry when we talk about these things, because these people, these so-called experts that we have to trust, we can't question them. That's what they at least tell you to do. They do not have your best interests at heart. And that's the real devastating part in all of this. Folks, I'll get to this briefly. There was an article up in Politico that gave me a good chuckle over the weekend. Democrats fear becoming a massive surveillance state. ICE's surveillance is concerning Democrats. The demands for body cameras. Oh, now they don't like cameras. Now they don't like surveillance. Critics fear that this video could be used for facial recognition tools. Well, it sounds like they belong on InfoWars, those conspiracy theorists. All right, folks, that does it for me. The Alex Jones Show is next. In the meantime, though, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. So many incredible items that you need to go head on over, especially the rolling sale. Lots of different discounts over at thealexjonesstore.com. If you haven't checked it out today, I highly recommend you do just that. That does it for me. I will see you here again tomorrow.
I'm jacked up on the methylene blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had.
It clears the brain fog, where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it, I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something, what a blessing.
I do subscribe to the methylene blue. Feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like you said, I've been taking the methylene blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took
10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now.
I must say that it does a damn good job.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the Ivermectin with the Methylene Blue. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at theologyshowstore.com.